Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back. And we are in hour three on March 12th. John W. Spring. And John, I always post up your letters, even when they come through on different days, other than the day you're on a Tuesday. We wanted to do some video sometime, too, soon after the show, because I get the shows up quicker now. Your latest letter is about special... excuse me. Special envoy to North Korea, Stephen E. Biegun. It's funny, his name is Biegun. They shouldn't be beginning with Biegun, should they?
No.
They should not begin with Biegun. I'd like you to expand on that, because you and I are both Christians. We're both believers in the Most High God. We need to put God first and the truth first, even if it causes our termination. You're going to be 80 on the 19th, and you've mentioned before your birthday, you want to make sure that really we're in such danger now, any day could be the end of the most of the population of America with a thermonuclear attack from Russia. And
yes,
even in negotiations with North Korea, they're not going anywhere because they don't see a linkage with China and Russia, which have giant troops and divisions down there, nuclear submarines, and have a direct attitude toward America of, can we destroy you or hit you with a first strike and get away with it? The only thing restraining Russia and China is they don't think they can get away with it, which is why they're building space-based weapons. In fact, if you go to the website, which I have called Deagle, a play on my name, Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L.com, you can read right at the very top, Russia unveils RD-171MV space rocket engine. Why? Because they want to take out our satellites to poke our eyes out. And why don't think they wanted the Sino-Russians, basically China and Russia, are building a heavy lift helicopter to be delivered by 2032, probably a lot sooner than that. And Russia completing testing on their VK-800 rocket engine. The Northrop Grumman awarded contract for AGM-88G, AARGM.ER missile development by 2023. Russia, basically, they developed this air defense system to complete trials by November 2019. You know, people don't get this. We're on the knife's edge of a thermonuclear annihilation of most of the human race and the biosphere, and people don't get it. And then we have the interference and aggravation of rhino Republicans and demon rats distracting with Mr. Nadler sending non-subpoenas or document requests to go after everything they can about the Trump family and his investments. This is insanity, and we are literally on the knife's edge. Trump needs to remove Maduro, remove the Russian nukes, destroy the runways in Narchila Island, and also over in Punta Huete in Nicaragua, and remove the missiles in Kaliningrad, which, by the way, God showed me supernaturally as well, besides the one you can research these. They don't just have minor missiles. They've got hypersonic cruise missiles in Kaliningrad, which is south of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And then the Russians try to complain that we're not adhering to the INF Treaty. Garbage. They've been violating it right from the very beginning. The damn Russians have the attitude, if we can strike America first strike, the only thing restraining them is a comment that my colleague who worked at Storage Tech, it was a Russian nuclear submarine engineer, said, "We in Russia always afraid you had in Warehouse 13 more advanced weapons because we knew you gave us centrifuges and nuclear material to make weapons. And in late 1990s, under Clinton, you gave us targeting technology to accurately hit U.S. cities." People don't know this. I don't know this secondhand. I know it damn well firsthand. And I'm telling you, the genius of John W. Spring, third time lucky, hopefully we'll get through to this knucklehead Trump. And this is where I have to agree with Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter is trying to call out Trump to say, get more real, Trump. Stop letting them massage your ego, including Putin or anybody else. Start getting real with people like John W. Spring and Dr. Bill Deagle trying to get you on track as your Samuel counsel, like a high priest, trying to tell the king to get with it so he does a godly right thing. Building missile defense, pulling out these damn missiles, protecting our border, destroying the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, raising up a new armamentarium of new elected officials that will build a godly nation based on godly principles and not just a better economy. And we're not safe at all. We're not safe at all from an incoming nuclear missile or an EMP attack. I call the weapon of indignation. Because the indignation of the Russians and Chinese just hate our guts. And the Satanists and Luciferians want America to fall because we're the only thing stopping the doorstop of Satan to crush and destroy the human race. And everybody on earth doesn't know that. That without a godly America, the human race is doomed. Right?
You have that so correct. Dr. Bill.
I want you to expand on this because you have this letter you wrote, which I'll be posting up. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Envoy Stephen E. Begin. I want you to expand on this letter.
Well, the reason that I wrote it is because I don't think Americans are aware that not only is Vladimir Putin very diabolical, but we've also had some very diabolical people in various administrations. And, for example, in the George W. Bush administration, we had Dr. Condoleezza Rice,
right,
and also the current envoy for North Korea, Stephen E. Biegun, who was then her assistant
right,
when she was
And by the way, they collaborated, Mr. Putin and the Russians collaborated in a proposed oil and gas pipeline through the western Afghanistan for transporting landlocked Caspian Sea or aerobase oil. That is related to the 9/11 and the longest war in the Middle East. Again, remember, 9/11 was an inside job. And even Donald Trump, who's a builder, knows that, but he won't dare say it as president because they'll think he's a nutball. But in actual fact, 45% of the debris of the building wasn't even in the debris pile because it was turned into an atomic vapor by nukes. Okay? So Trump knows this, but he doesn't want to say it. But I guarantee you the man is not a moron. He understands building technology and the fact that the debris pile wasn't even there and was hauled out to Great Kill Site in Staten Island. The debris of the World Trade Center was radioactive. Okay? I know that.
Yes.
I have the actual data from the U.S. Geological Survey. They sent it to me. I have it. Okay? It's not open to anybody's damned opinion. If they want to argue with Eagle, stop it. Stop it. Shut up and listen. Don't argue anymore. Realize that we're in a knife's edge of a disaster. And this president, I'm praying for the man. He doesn't just sign Bibles. He reads Bibles. How's that?
Yes. We have a very, very serious situation. And to make matters worse, besides getting us involved in what is now our longest war in the Middle East, namely Afghanistan,
right,
Stephen E. Biegun has basically sabotaged all of the work and effort to get North Korea to the bargaining table and hopefully work out a feasible plan. Because at the Carnegie Institute for International Peace yesterday, he made the following statements. We are not going to do denuclearization incrementally. The U.S. will not agree to a step-by-step approach to eliminating nuclear weapons in North Korea. In other words, he's taking the hardest line approach imaginable on this issue. He will not consider even humanitarian aid. And ironically, he's closely affiliated with Russian and Chinese bankers and obviously is very close to Vladimir Putin in many respects. And the American people don't realize this. It's just manipulation. And it's going to lead to a thermonuclear war. Not only there, but from North Korea, but also from Lauchi Island and Punta Huete in Nicaragua.
Right.
Because, again, the American people are asleep because of our so-called intelligence community, which
it's not just that, it's the media. It's also the false politicians. You know, do these people have a job? Congress won't even fix the immigration thing. Now, why do little girls have to be tested? I saw the director of Homeland Security. Why do 10-year-old little girls have to be tested for pregnancy? Because they're going to get raped all the way from Central America. This is a humanitarian crisis. And with the Democrats like Beto O'Rourke and Warren and so on, it's not a crisis, not a crisis. They need to be slapped across the face, damn it. It's sickening that they would actually have the nerve to lie to our face and act like they're going to be our political representatives. It's disgusting, isn't it? And then when Trump takes people like Begin and appoints him, who the hell told him to put Begin there? Who advised Trump to do that, to do something obscene enough? Well, we know Condoleezza Rice is getting giant bank accounts from all the dirty deals she made with the oil industry back in 9/11, and she's still getting richer. You know, it's disgusting,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. But the oil cartels have profited immensely from the Afghan war, which is killing many American men and women and millions of Afghans as well. It's just beyond belief.
We talked about this last week with Deborah Tavares, and we were talking about the Emeritus Title III, which is going to be suspended this Friday. People don't know this, but there's actually a timeline there where Texaco has listed how many hundred thousand days they've been since their Texaco refineries were seized in Cuba. Cuba and Venezuela are going to be carved up this Friday. That's the first stage of it. The power went out in Caracas. The internet's down. The reason is they're ready. And they're not going to hand over these countries to the citizens so they can actually have farms again and have their property that was seized by the communists. No, no, no. They're going to have it carved up by corporate interests. Okay, yeah. Including the 5 trillion barrels of oil, which could completely blow the heck out of the Middle East and the OPEC oil thing, because people don't realize the reason why the dollar is prescient is because you can't buy and sell oil unless you go through the U.S. dollar to buy and sell it worldwide on the OPEC oil market. People don't realize the dirty deal we made with the Saudis, will support your regime if you support our dollar. And there's hundreds of quadrillions of dollars stored in the dollar, either in physical dollars or virtual dollars. People don't know this dirty deal. I talked to a storage tech guy who actually manages the facility in Whitehall, north of London, that actually has warehouses like a quarter mile long with shrink wrap pallets of money and gold, shrink wrapped to the ceiling 90 to 100 feet high off the floor, in American dollars that are owned by the kings of Saudi Arabia and their princes, and these other countries like Qatar and the Arab Emirates. People have no freaking idea. This whole scheme, which supports the dollar, is a demonic scheme set up by our world bankers that have chattelized our actual birth certificates to $1.5 million per person per year. It's disgusting. And Trump is collaborating with this stuff by appointing people like Begin and pushing 5G network and pushing recycled water and not dealing with the issue of the border. For example, if you want to deal with the issue of the border, why not clear out the drug cartels like Sinaloa that got our guns with Fast and Furious under Obama? Those guns were given with no license numbers on them at all because our State Department and our Department of Justice gave unlicensed guns to our drug cartels to kill the other drug cartels so we'd get our cut. So we could build underground, deep underground bases for people with a Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket. Damn it.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the people in Venezuela, the only way they're able to get water is to take their containers to various wells or rivers or aqueducts. It's just pathetic what's going on as of right now, Dr. Bill.
It's a genocide is what's going on, and it doesn't need to happen. We need to go in with a military force to clear out the damn Russians. We need to seize the bank accounts of Putin's all his oligarchs. We need to seize the bank accounts of all the PLA. I guarantee you we know the GPS coordinates of the factories making the carfentanil in China. That's being shipped through Mexico and put on the backs of wetback citizens that are coming up from Central America because their countries are so awful that you can't keep even your own wages, your subsistence wages, because the cartels grab them. You know the cartels even manage the hospitals and the ambulances and the schools
That's
in Mexico?
True.
In Mexico, damn it! In Mexico! The actual hospitals, ambulances, and the local water facilities are run by the cartels, and if you cross them, they kill you. They hang you upside down on an overpass. DB had it. And people say, oh, it's not our fault. Sure, it is our fault. The fact that Trump hasn't sent the troops to kill these buggers in Central and South America and Mexico, the fact that our cartels are still tuning to $2 trillion per year in illegal human trade, organ trade and drug trades, so they can build deep underground military bases and do other horrendous genetic engineering and other technology things. People don't know what's going on under Trump's nose, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. And they need to become aware. Very few people, in fact, it was not mentioned at all in the U.S. Media on any of the major TV stations yesterday or networks about Biden's statements. But I was able to get the information from NHK News from Tokyo, who covers the situation in North Korea fairly well. And I was just appalled at the statement made by Biden.
Yeah, in other words, he's not going to send humanitarian aid or even you know, portable training things to teach people how to be plumbers and electricians instead of holding guns and try to shoot South Koreans if there's a mass invasion. The largest number of tube rockets in the world is aimed within strike distance of 6 to 8 minutes of Seoul, one of the most industrialized, compressed cities in the world, with 12 million citizens that they'll kill in minutes. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Nichols' brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, and the herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress, keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium-magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. John, we have some important comments to make here about this. And what I see happening is Trump is saying he's going to work out a deal. Back on January 29th, he made a statement on Fox News and the regular media. He was just about ready to make a deal. That deal is falling through because China's not playing fair ball at all, neither is Russia. They would love to knock out our power grid. The only thing that restrains them is they're afraid of retaliation by America, which is why they're building space-based missile systems to knock out our eyes in the sky, and to see if they can knock out our ability to counteract them with space-based weapons. You know, they're announcing now they're going to put Brilliant Pebbles. Now, Brilliant Pebbles would have put 70,000 missiles in near-Earth orbit. 7,000 would be right over Russia. So if Russia fired missiles from Russia anywhere or some other place, let's say South America, those missiles would be taken out by kinetic missile that would take it out of the sky. The fact is that's not accurate enough. You need a missile defense system that has a net that covers square miles so it can wrap around it and blow it to bits. The fact is that we do not have missile defense, even against something as simple as an EMP weapon or even a cyber attack. Most people don't realize what happened back in 2011 when our power grid went out here in California. Is we had someone hit a few wrong keystrokes at a nuclear reactor in Arizona, because we have very few reactors in California with our regulations. And those keystrokes cause a power surge that causes us to lose the power and cause a reactor to go hot and get poisoned at San Onofre and burned out $840 million Hitachi steam turbine nuclear reactors that had just been installed less than a year earlier and burned the hell out of them. And by the way, they kept on re-engineering them so the tubes were actually hitting together and actually vibrating while the reactor was hot when it was in even operation. So the damn thing, I know from the nuclear engineers, because he's my neighbor, that the damn thing was vibrating and banging into each other, causing leaks into the reactor core. Did you know that? I have reactor radiation testing equipment here at my home in Vista, and the damn thing was going off into orbit all the time. And then when it blew up because of the power grid, because somebody just hit a few keystrokes on a laptop on a computer monitoring the reactor and shut it down in Arizona, it caused a power surge that blew our reactor in San Onofre. Do they realize how freaking fragile our power grid is? Dr. Pai, I'm going to get on the program, one of the nuclear experts. Believe me, I'm an expert's expert. And I can tell you, it scares the hell out of me that numbskulls aren't talking about this, even on shows like Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham, always machinating over Jesse Smollett or the Covington kids. It's like, stop it. I don't want to hear any more of this BS. I want real stuff dealt with, like what John W. Spring has found, corroborating my evidence that both the Russians and the Chinese are in Venezuela, and the Cubans are down there with an entire division supporting Maduro, and they're ready to take out America. And our president is absent without leave. He's so distracted by all the attacks on him, he's not doing his job, is he?
He can't. And unfortunately, the people that he's put his trust in are basically trying to destroy America.
Well, they're distraction themselves, or they put policies in place. For example, if Kim's going to make a deal, you want to feed people food so they don't have a foot-long parasite in their gut, and they actually have a job to go when they stop being in the Army.
Yeah, well, you got to have some incentives, but I don't think those have ever been brought to the table.
No, not even one. They have a very big stick with spikes in it, but no carrot. I don't see any carrot for North Korea, except the stupid movie about a horse running across the East China Sea, the West China Sea, toward North Korea near Vladivostok to North Korea. I mean, and showing this little movie like it was a very pretty movie, but guess what? Unless you deliver food and skill sets to these people, they're hopeless. And the hopelessness of the North Koreans, along with the Stalinists there behind, that think that the regime will fall and they'll all die, just like, you know, the Saddam Hussein, which, by the way, I'm sure is not dead. I'm sure he's getting a hot rock massage in Indonesia. And maybe his two sons, Uday and Kusay, are dead, because there's some evidence of that. They had an entire trailer in eastern Iraq that they were heading out with billions of dollars of money and gold and currency, including American currency. People don't know all this stuff, do they? Uday and Kusay.
No.
People don't know that Saddam Hussein was actually recruited by George Bush Sr. You know, he was recruited on the streets of Baghdad by George Bush Sr., damn it. People don't know this, do they? From the Ba'ath Party.
No, they don't.
They don't know that. Deagle does. Makes me so angry, I'm choking. I'm thinking, damn it, you know. And then I see Trump screwing around with media or even counter-tweeting people. Don't tweet people, except over important stuff. And deal with real important stuff. Don't send the troops to the border and put concertina wire up to catch stupid women who want to climb over and get their skin or face torn off. Send the troops down to kill these drug cartels and cut off and put in prison these people in the SAD that are actually running the state of Israel, I call It's a Real Hell, and Saudi Arabia, and the drug cartels that are putting $2 trillion into the kitty so it's not overseen by Congress and Senate and the President, so they can build deep underground military bases for the globalists and the billionaires and the elite, if you want to call high-level Masons, that are going to have their Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket to listen to grand pianos and watch videos while the rest of the world dies as the environment collapses worldwide. These son of a bitches are actually getting ready for a global cataclysm, and they could give a rat's behind what happens to the human population, don't they?
Yes, it's unbelievable, Dr. Bill. There are people in Washington that have been selling us out for years.
They're just minions.
Since I was born.
They're just minions. Yeah. Satan himself is behind the second. Ho, 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 get all the popcorn there, senior minion. The earth is going to see the fall of America. Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth, when you shall fall, the nations shall cry, for you do not sell their goods anymore, and trade has stopped. Ha, ha, ha. That's what Lucifer will be saying. People don't get it, do they?
No, just like they never quite figured out what happened to the Malaysian airliner on a course towards Beijing, China, and they think it ended up in the Indian Ocean. But I did a lot of research on that flight.
What do you think happened?
Very simply, I knew by then that former air flights were flown into Central Asia by that airliner. So right. The pilots were very familiar with Central Asia, which was also within range of that aircraft.
Right.
In all probability, it landed somewhere in Central Asia where you have several long airfields that are able to accommodate that Boeing aircraft.
Right.
And because of Russia's influence in Kazakhstan, that plane was confiscated by the Putin regime. And later that same aircraft was given a different flight number, and it was shot up in the sky, supposedly as a flight from the Netherlands, but in reality no flight ever occurred from the Netherlands. I had some Dutch people check that out for me, and it was shot down over Eastern Ukraine, and possibly some of the parts that were found on the ground were taken down into the Indian Ocean to distract off of the East African coast.
Right, and of course, a number of the people who were in that flight were high-tech people of lots of classified clearances that they wanted to get access to. They're probably either dead or dying in prisons under the control of Vladimir Putin, right?
Exactly. And yet the rest of the world basically has no clue about this.
Look at this latest thing, the 737 MAX. The people, the idiots at Boeing Aerospace transferred manufacture of this new 737 MAX to China. The damn thing went on fire and descended and killed 187 people, including 8 Americans. What the hell business do we have making this kind of trade deal with manufacturing aircraft in China when we know they're not going to adhere to any agreements? A decade from now, if they could, they would make Boeing Aerospace in America go out of business. What a bunch of idiots we are. We hand over our corporations, our patents, our ideas, and they can't create anything. They're even afraid to create ideas, lest they end up with tissue type and send up to 1 to 20,000 Laodai prison camps with their organs whipped out of them and shipped by aircraft to Europe or elsewhere. Well, their family are charged for the bullets to kill them in the back of the head before they remove their organs at a Schwinn ice cream truck right beside the parked aircraft on the airstrip. People don't know that this is going on in China. They don't understand this. The first thing that happens to you in China is you get tissue typed. Okay? If you go to a Laodai camp. I got contacts inside China. I know what the hell's going on. And it's disgusting. And our tech companies and our governments are collaborating. Why are we trading with China? I have no freaking idea. We shouldn't be buying a toy from them. It's ridiculous.
Right. And this has been going on before the Olympics were held in Beijing.
Right. Yeah. All of these presidents, including Trump, are not doing a damn thing about it. We should have no trade with China. We should have no trade. I have a book right beside me, The Coming Collapse of China, with Gordon C. Chang. Brilliant guy. Told the truth. They actually stated on yesterday on Drudge, they have 1.8 million breed-ready females. That's the actual title of the article. Damn it. And people say, I want to argue with you, Deagle. You know, then when I hear idiot pro-lifers who want a heartbeat bill, no. You want a born or conceived, your birth date is the day that you're conceived. Even the Chinese, for thousands of years, said when you're born, you're considered one. The reason is they know the birth date is the day you're conceived inside the uterus. Period. Okay?
Yeah,
your
birth
date is not when you come through the magic arch of the pubic bone. You're not all of a sudden a human being when you come through the pubic arch. Okay? It's not like the magic arches at McDonald's. All of a sudden you have the magic burger. Okay? No. You're not a human being because you came through the arch. You're a human being because you have the genetics of being a potential human. Not just when you have a heart and you have a pulse. It's when the organic plate laying down your structure of all of your organs, the notochord, etc., make you a human. And the liars, even the so-called pro-life liars, don't realize pro-abortionists are just going to twist the rules so they can say, hey, I didn't detect a heart, so we killed him anyway. Or late-term abortion, they actually just have to make sure we pull the baby down so we can see the umbilicus. So we stick the scissors in the back of their head to suck their brains out and collapse their skull. We have to see the umbilicus first, then we can kill them. Or, by the way, we have them afterward, they're born and they're alive from an abortion or a late-term so-called termination, they're alive. We keep them comfortable. What a pile of crap. They're going to let them die of hypothermia and dehydration, okay? That's what they're going to do.
It's really pathetic how things that are so morbid and diabolical become popular. People don't realize that during and before World War II, the Germans and the Nazis that ran the concentration camps basically came up with the concept of abortion, mass abortion of the Jewish girls and women in the concentration camps because they don't want to have daycare centers that would distract from a more efficient labor system. They wanted to abort those babies, those unborn babies, as he
something. And I mentioned this to Josh Bernstein, who's a Jew. 122,000 of the SS were of Jewish genetics, which are primarily Khazarians, but they were atheists.
Yes.
They were communists. That's why the State of Israel was a communist country. People don't know that. Joe Slovo, who's a member of the Russian Duma and a member of the Knesset when it was first founded in the late 1940s, was a communist. People don't realize the kibbutzim are communists, period. People don't get it. They're godless. That's why I call the State of Israel, it's a real hell. Okay? It's godless.
Right. In the Israeli communes called kibbutzes, in the dining houses, they had portraits of Joseph Stalin on the wall.
Exactly.
And by the way, the
Stalinist regime was supported by the Jesuits. His handler was a Jesuit. People don't know that. And the British actually did the killing of the Romanovs. the same way as they did the killing, and they actually even notified the rich and wealthy in China so they could take their wealth and their gold and move to Taiwan. That's one reason why the Chinese are so rabid, because the super wealthy and the rich and powerful have moved to Taiwan away from the grips of the communist regime. It's what the deal they made with rich and wealthy to get out of China before they let the communist revolution happen. And we made the guns in America and shipped them to Mao Zedong to kill his own citizens and starve them to death. 100 million Chinese died at our hands and the hands of the British because of it. 100 million. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. This Friday, by the way, the Ameritad Title III bill, 1996, that was trying to open up Cuba to America. And this is, by the way, under the Bill Clinton administration. That bill is going to be suspended, which means they're not only the power went out in Caracas, and they're running out of fuel even to run their generators. But I've been shown supernaturally that there's not one Chinese ship, hospital ship with a big red cross on it that went there in September of last year, September 24th, in the news media. You can pull it up and Google it yourself. But God showed me there's three, because there's at any one time 3 to 5 Chinese divisions there. There are Iranians, there are Hezbollah, which is, believe it or not, from the Middle East. And there's an entire, I think, over 100,000 communist Cubans in Venezuela supporting the regime. And they're not just average people. These are basically their advanced military personnel from Cuba in Venezuela supporting them, because it's the Venezuelan oil that keeps the lights on in Cuba. Without that Venezuelan oil and gas, the lights in Cuba turn off. People don't know that, do they?
Well, they should, but obviously they don't.
I guarantee you, yeah. They're not going to hear it on Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham or Hannity. He's going to continue just kissing Donald Trump's butt. And Donald Trump needs to be sold what for? It's a good thing that Ann Coulter has finally called him to task to stop being a narcissistic, egomaniac con man. Okay? If you're going to sign Bibles, read them. If you want to hear the truth, listen to your audience out here that actually knows what the hell's going on and not only has technical and classified information, but supernatural to save your hide and the hide not only of Americans, but people worldwide. Because if America goes in there with an army or with forces, I do not think they're ready to deal with the fact they're going to be fighting communist Chinese, Iranians, and Cubans inside there. And that they'll be dealing with Russians and their advanced special forces. Because, by the way, one of the largest special forces groups in the world are the Russians. They don't have much of an army or navy, but they got over 284,000 special forces. And these guys are top guns. They're really good. They're really good.
These are the Spetsnaz that were brought into Nicaragua during the early 1980s to pacify areas such as Punta Fuerte, so they could build an airfield.
And you don't need millions. These guys are really, really dangerous. I remember talking to one of my buddies in Special Forces. I said, I'll bet you could take over a building with a fork, a knife, and a butter knife and a spoon. He said, yes, we could, Dr. Deagle. I said, you guys are really funny. I said, you got skill sets. He says, you would not believe what skill sets we have. I said, oh, my gosh. Don't tell me. So, and then you got the damn Russians. They're experts on Samba, their version of black belt. But, by the way, Putin is a black belt in Samba. This is Russian martial arts. He doesn't drink vodka. He's an evil genius. He's like, oh, my God. He's Lucifer's senior pet in Russia. That's why I call him Rasputin. He's probably an illegal... And the illegitimate descendant of King of the daughter of the Romanovs and the Rasputin. He's probably a descendant. I mean, I'm just speculating, but I've got some evidence to indicate that the man thinks he's got royal Romanov blood in him, which is why he's the ruler of Russia. And the church, by the way, the church who's in league with him, the Russian Orthodox Church, travels with a senior Orthodox minister kissing Putin's butt no matter what the hell he's doing. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. There's only one group that we may not be dealing with this second time around in Central America and South America, and that is the East German Stasi.
By the way, the East German Stasi were directly involved with Oklahoma City. You know, I have the actual names of the people that were actually contracted from the East German Stasi that worked with Timothy McVeigh actually doing the work in Oklahoma City. I knew everything. Oh, my God, I know everything. You wouldn't believe it. We actually contracted the Stasi to set up the Oklahoma City bombing and the demolition of the building. Do you know that?
Yes, unfortunately, I do.
You're real smart, you see. That's why we're brothers from another mother. How's that? And we're both very high IQ. God made us the intellectual weapons against the darkness because, believe me, it's very damn dark. And you're not going to hear this truth, by the way, on any other radio network or any other TV show at all, except on Neutral Medical Network with Dr. Bill Deagle and my cohort, co-prophet, co-apostle, John W. Spring and others. They're going to tell the whole truth, even if it kills us, because it probably will, eventually. But God will take us home. As I say, going to heaven is a group ticket. You don't get to heaven because you're such a good, nice person. You get to heaven because you take other people with you to live with God for eternity. You don't get to heaven because you're just so wonderful that God says, you know what, you're so wonderful, I'm going to let you in. Even if you're an atheist, you don't believe in God or me or anything, you're just nice. Just like the idiot Pope talked about. If you're a good atheist, you get in. No, that's a lie. And the Pope himself is going to a place of annihilation because he is a devil. He is not a Catholic. He's not even a Christian. It's craziness, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And very deceptive.
Very deceptive. And again, he's a head of the black church. It's called the Jesuits. They call it the Society of Jesus. I renamed it. It's the Society of Zeus. Not Jesus, Zeus. What do you think of that? They should call it that.
It should be called that, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's go back to your letter. In this letter, which we're going to post up here, and again, you got a second summit with Chairman Kim Jong-un, and that one goes back to the letter on February 22nd. They're never going to get a solution to this unless they get rid of people like Begin. Stop beginning with Begin. Stop working with somebody who worked with Condoleezza Rice, who's still profiting from the evil that happened to 9/11. She's fully aware that 9/11 is an inside job, and the lying piece of garbage is still an indirect advisor to Trump through Begin, right?
Right. And what people still do not understand is that several months before 9/11, Dr. Condoleezza Rice arranged for U.S. troops to be deployed to several Central Asian nations along the border of northern Afghanistan.
Right.
Months in advance, because they knew that eventually they were going to invade Afghanistan, and they had already planned that incident, so-called 9/11.
That's right. In fact, that was the marker. The troops sitting on the border, literally ready to go into Afghanistan, was actually the marker that 9/11 was completely planned and plotted, including, by the way, the Patriot Act. Do you know how big the Patriot Act is? It's like 5,000 pages. Okay?
Yeah,
and if you order from the U.S. Printing Office, damn it, you'll get the abbreviated version. It took 5 years for a battalion of attorneys to write it. It wasn't done overnight, right after 9/11. It was in the works for years before they ever launched it. See, even during the years of Bill Clinton, 9/11 was planned by Bill Clinton. It was carried out during the years of George Bush Jr., who was an idiot playing tiddlywinks with his gay trainer and having naps in the afternoon because the ex-drug addict was having sleeping problems. Okay, people don't understand. George Bush Jr. was a moron. That's why his vice president was managing pretty well everything. Merritt, wasn't he? Who was his vice president?
They made a film about him.
Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney, yes.
Do you know what his title was in the White House? He didn't have six staff. He has like 2,000. His title in the White House, guessing you're not going to guess what his title was. And he told the staff, told them off to say, this is my title. Do not address me any other way. When he came into the White House and the staff were to address him, they were to call him the Prince of Darkness.
Really?
Did you know that? Damn it. I mean, you couldn't think this up in a Hollywood movie. You're kidding. Deagle, I want to write this down because I want to make a screenplay over it. Let me tell you, if I wrote a screenplay, people out there would say, this can't be, man. You've got to be crazy, Deagle. You're really creative, but man, how did you come up with the ideas? I didn't. The devil did. His name was the Prince of Darkness. Damn it.
But the title for the screenplay or the motion picture was Vice. V-I-C-E.
Right. And that was just recent, wasn't it? In fact, the actor who played the part of Dick Cheney, you know what he'd say who he thanked? This is another one you can't believe. He thanked Lucifer Satan for the right to play the part of Dick Cheney. He actually thanked Satan. That movie was just released last year. Did you know that? He said, thank you, Lord Satan, for the right to play the part of Dick Cheney. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the average American Christian is like, they have their head so far up their behind, they've not seen daylight spiritually in decades. And their pastors, that's why I say over and over and over again, if you're a pastor and you want Dr. Deagle to speak to video to your church, being in the prophets, like bringing Jeremiah or Isaiah or Moses himself into your church, I will come at no charge. No charge. And I'll do a video and no charge to your church and talk anytime, anywhere, on any country, in any format. And you can even delineate the topics you want to cover. But I'll, of course, wander from that, I'm sure, as the Spirit of the Most High God leads me. But you're going to be shocked. I'm going to put your church into a state of abject, come to Jesus, oh my God, I'm a sinner, shock. Because let me tell you, the church is silent when they should be forcing Donald Trump to read the Bible weekly in a come to Jesus talk before a fireside chat with real Christians. They're going to ask him questions like John W. Spring and Deagle and get him to wake up and actually put missile defense up there and remove the Russians and seize their bank accounts and put the screws to the Chinese who are ready to kill us all. And people say, oh no, we let our tech companies go and force the Chinese people so they can't even get on a plane or train as of 2 weeks ago. We let that happen. Trump, you could put an executive order or a statement and be over. But let the Chinese persecute their own poor people just because they have different colored skin and eyes. Guess what? They're my brothers and sisters from another mother. I don't care if they speak Cantonese or some other Chinese dialectic. They're my brothers and sisters, and Trump is allowing them to be persecuted by the Chinese communist, Luciferic, Satan, satanic regime of Xi. The monster.
Yeah. But you won't have any takers for any churches because they might lose their 501c3.
We talk about that with Kelby Smith. There should be no 501c3. They should move their corporation outside the Corporation of America. They would never need to worry about it. And they could speak the truth and their church volume would grow. And instead of worshiping and massaging each other's ego, thinking they're so good that God must let us into heaven, you don't get good enough for God. You do God enough to be good. In other words, you have to be brave enough to do the truth and tell the truth, and you cannot take away your sins. Only God can. God can't take the sins of my doing abortions in residency. Only God can remove those sins. And when I gave my testimony, the women from Narol broke their signs and cried out for repentance in front of the steps of the Capitol building in 1997 in Colorado because I acted as a real Christian, ready to take my spiritual lumps from the Most High God and speak the truth that only the blood of Yeshua saved me from annihilation. Okay?
Yes.
And if you don't accept that as the truth, the whole truth, and that includes Trump, when he becomes a real Christian, he will absolve himself and come publicly about all the lascivious sexual affairs he had and how he paid them off through his Cohen, his attorney, to try to get him to shut up so they wouldn't ruin his business or his political aspirations. If the man actually came true, we would love him. We'd say, you know what? You're like us. You're a fallen person saved by the grace of the Most High God, willing to hear the truth about whether it's missile defense or your own fallen soul and the fallen America that's about to be destroyed by nukes from China, who you're making business deals with, including building the Boeing 737 MAX that killed all those people. What the hell are we doing? We are consigning ourselves to annihilation by listening to false leaders that don't have God in their equation. You cannot without God. And that's what's happening with Trump. He is a distraction until he goes from Trumpinocchio, a wooden president, becoming a real live boy. I want to see a real live boy now.
Without